Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go on a Friday, absolutely packed in L.A. This is The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, we are live in Los Angeles. We're on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Remember the old game show, The Dating Game? 1 hour from now, The Herd version of The Dating Game with NBA free agent. And Joy Taylor is joining me. Joy, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. Your Raptors are rolling. Again, we are matching, and we didn't mean to, but we got a little Raptor love. A little charcoal, a little black here on the show today.
Well, you know what? I think I do deserve credit for I will claim the Raptors.
Yes.
I do deserve credit
for that. Your team. You should claim the Raptors. They're your team.
The baby dinosaurs are all grown up.
I thought they would be extinct by now. The LeBron meteor for years took them out. I want to start with that. So this was a couple of months ago. There was a poll that came out from Sam Amick of The Athletic, excellent NBA writer. And he polled a bunch of people in the NBA. Who would you start your franchise with? And do you remember that day I came on the air and I said, time out. The top three guys are centers. What? You guys watching the NBA anymore? It was Giannis, Anthony Davis, and Joel Embiid. And I said, okay, I'm going to build around guys that I don't trust at the free throw line late, that don't shoot threes, and that don't have the ball in their hands. They're not ball handlers. They can't control the tempo. And I pointed out that Anthony Davis, one playoff series win. Joel Embiid, not really a relevant playoff player. Injuries, drama, social fun, not relevant in the playoffs. Karl Anthony Towns, a big nothing burger. And here's Giannis shrinking. I mean, I didn't get it then. I don't get it now. Is everybody watching the same league I'm watching? You know what this series is about? You have two great players. One guy you can marginalize and one guy you can't. Go ahead, try to trap Kawhi Leonard. He'll just dribble out of it. The whole floor, to defend Kawhi Leonard, he can use the whole floor. Giannis has about an 8-foot box, and the Raptors have figured out, let's throw a bunch of bigs at him, a bunch of length at him, box him in, and see how he does it. I mean, Giannis, as Chris Webber pointed out, did you notice late in the game, the guy you want to build around wasn't even on the floor?
I understand Antetokounmpo is tired and this is a shot clock violation, but it's 34 seconds left in the game, man.
Yeah.
You're not that tired, and his ankle didn't look to be tweaked that much. You wonder why he's on the sideline at the most important time. I do not recall a player being tired in the last minute of an Eastern Conference final game that was a superstar being pulled out because they were tired.
Again, Giannis is great. I'm not denying that. But when you're voting as an executive in an anonymous poll telling me who to build around and you can't figure out the basics in your sport, this is why I've said you can take a wide receiver out of a game. You can roll the coverage. Weather can take a wide receiver out of the game. If you have a deep threat and it's snowing, good luck. A running back, I can put 8 in the box. Quarterback, if I have a good offensive line, he's going to control the sport. That's what Tom Brady does. But you can't tell me these centers are going to control this league. They don't shoot threes. I don't trust them late at the free throw line. And these games are all decided, by the way, at the free throw line or late. And the other thing is, do they control the tempo? You know, Kobe in his prime, LeBron in his prime, Kawhi in his prime. They have the whole court. There was a moment that we're just showing this play on FS1 where, you know, there was a play in this game where basically the Raptors just invited Giannis to come right at him. Look, they got four guys around him, all sorts of length. He's not a great ball handler. He's not comfortable pulling up. And that's how you defend the big. We're not saying during the regular season that these guys can't be dominant players. But once I get to play you 7 straight games, it is much easier to marginalize a center and a non-ball handler and a non-great shooter than it is Kobe in his prime, LeBron in his prime, Kawhi Leonard in his prime. And that's all this series is. I mean, even ask yourself this. LeBron's been the best player in the world for about 12 years, right? mean, we knew that, right? Now this year's a little different, but he was the best basketball player in the world for 12 years. LeBron sometimes even struggled playing with bigs. I mean, he loved Chris Bosh, but it was a weird thing. So Bosh was a center, and Kevin Love was a big, and then they became shooters. LeBron struggled playing with Tristan Thompson at times, and Kevin Love at times, and Chris Bosh at times. So they can be hard to play with. Ben Simmons doesn't play well with Joel Embiid. The Houston Rockets, the Golden State Warriors, late in games, they're trying to get smaller, not bigger. Boogie Cousins, we don't need you. Clint Capella, we don't need you. So it's not a knock on Giannis. But when you're having a poll on who you'd build around and GMs are voting for centers, we're not watching the same game. Because this series is just down to two great players, and Milwaukee can't figure out how to stop Toronto's, and Toronto's figured out to a higher degree how to manipulate, marginalize, and slow down Milwaukee's. All right, I want to shift to this. This is interesting. It's got people worked up yesterday. You know, I like Klay Thompson. I like his dad, Michael Thompson. That's a good family. And their guy playing for the Dodgers at Thompson, not just Thompson Twins, the old British band. We got all sorts of Thompsons playing sports. And yesterday, a moment yesterday at practice, Klay Thompson lost about $30 million because he wasn't voted to the first, second, or third All-NBA team. And here's the moment he found out.
You nearly made the All-NBA team, which would have elevated your potential.
Oh, I did? They already came out?
Yeah, it came out today. You were like right behind it. Kemba got it. You were a couple.
I mean, that's cool and all, but like when you go to five straight finals, I respect those guys, but holy, when you go to five straight, I mean, it takes more than just a couple of NBA guys. It's like an all-time team, but whatever. That's not it. I'd rather win a championship than be third-team All-NBA, so it's all good. Do I think there's that many guards better than me in the league? No, but that's the reason why we're still playing, so I don't even want to get into it, honestly.
So he lost about $30 million not making the first, second, or third All-NBA guard list. So first of all, let me just say this. I'm bummed out for him, but players agreed to this. Okay, players, you know, in the collective bargaining and stuff, players agree to all this stuff. So, you know, sometimes the union speaks for you and players agree to it. Secondly is, this is how the world works. Folks, we let anybody vote for the president of the United States. That's like a really important position. Ever gone to a mall and look around? You think everybody in that mall understands the implications of free trade? I'm going to go with no. And they're voting on the president of the world's most powerful democracy. You trust everybody in Congress? Vote him in, vote him out. I feel bad for Klay, but it's not an egregious vote because this league now has more great guards. It's like the NFL. I've never seen a time where the NFL's got more great quarterbacks. There are so many good guards. And so if you're asking me, and I like Klay more than most, I've said before, I think he's the top 10, 12 player in the NBA. So if you ask me, my all-NBA guard team, my first team's James Harden and Steph Curry. My second team's Kyrie, who can drive me nuts, but he and Damian Lillard. My third team, believe it or not, I still think Westbrook has skills. I just think MVP was silly. I do Westbrook and Klay Thompson. And my fourth is Kemba Walker and a guy I've always loved, Bradley Beal, more than everybody else. But it's not an egregious vote. And the NBA guys, listen, Oscars, President of the United States. We put stuff to votes all the time, and I will say this, I feel bad for Klay, and I thought his answer was perfect, and I understand him being bummed out. If I lost $30 million and somebody gave me a heads up at a press conference, I don't think I'd be as classy as Klay Thompson. But I will also say this, this was predicted. Oh, no, it was. There was an article a couple of months ago, April 11th, from a San Francisco Bay Area writer, and the headline, how Klay Thompson's early season slump could cost him $30 million. Klay had a bad October and a really, really bad December, and that was probably the difference between fourth and third. A writer in the Bay Area predicted this over a month ago. That bad start in a league jam full of unbelievably good guards could save the Warriors $30 million, and it did.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Great to have you back in. The last 12 years, it was really written in stone. No reasonable person was going to argue that LeBron James was the best player in the world. It wasn't really an argument. It was silly. I mean, and it didn't even matter who won the MVP award. Nobody ever thought Westbrook was better or Harden was better than LeBron. LeBron was the most valuable player. I mean, it was dumb to argue for 10 years. I don't care. D Rose was ever more valuable. Well, he had a better year. It's not called who had the best statistical year. It's called most valuable player. I mean, good God, the ratings are down 50% in the Eastern Conference. He's even valuable to television executives. Forget the league. Forget the players. Forget his teammates. LeBron's been the best player in the NBA for the in my opinion, until he got hurt this year, for the last 12 years. And he was also the most valuable. And it shows the MVP award. As you're watching these MVP award winners get dusted out in the first round of the playoffs, you know, it's comedy to me. But I think now, for the first time, it marks a new era. And generally speaking, there's only one or two guys we even talk about as best player in the game. It was Magic or Bird. I chose Magic. It was Michael, and nobody argued. Then Michael left, and it was it Barkley? Was it Akeem? Was it, you know? And most of my life, you know, it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar before, like, Magic and Bird arrived. There was always, like, a guy. And maybe there was a second guy that was kind of close. But I think we're now, I'm watching these playoffs, and it's wide open who the best player in the world is. Let's start with my vote, Kevin Durant. But I got to be honest, it doesn't help my case when the Warriors are 31-1 in the last 32 games without him. It doesn't help my case any. He's certainly not valuable. He's not as valuable as LeBron. He's not as valuable as Kawhi. I don't think anybody would argue that if you took Kawhi off the Raptors, I'm not even sure it's a playoff team. So my vote is Kevin Durant. But he is not as valuable as many players in this league. Then there's Kawhi Leonard. Well, I mean, this is like Jordan. He's having an unbelievable all-time playoff run. And I don't think there's any disputing. He's brought a little mid-range jumper back, which I like. And he's the best two-way player in the game. And that's not arguable. And he is valuable. Best, I don't know. But in terms of valuable, he's valuable. Okay, then there's Steph Curry, who I think is more valuable than Kevin Durant, but Durant's a better player. Steph's averaging 35.5 points since KD got hurt. And by the way, they've trailed by 17, 18, 17. It doesn't even matter. He's the fourth quarter assassin. There's nobody in the game like him right now. There's LeBron James, 28-8-8. Now, he decided last year to take defense off. He just didn't play any defense. And so I don't think you can make him all NBA, but would anybody be shocked if LeBron came back finally rested and just tore it up next year? I'm going to go with I wouldn't be shocked. Then there's Giannis. Now, this morning, everybody's like, whoa, listen, 7 days ago, if you even argued Giannis wasn't in the top two, you were a hater. And then there's James Harden, who is analytically the best offensive player ever, analytically. Now, here's what I know. If you don't control the tempo by dribbling, if I don't trust you late at the free throw line, and if you're not a great three-point shooter, or at least really good, you're never going to be my best player in the game. Giannis, I don't care how many 60 minutes pieces they do, he's never going to be my best player in the game. I think he's a great kid and a great player and a force to be reckoned with, but if you got some length on your roster, you can marginalize him much easier than Kevin Durant, Kawhi, Steph, LeBron, James Harden. So I think the who's the best basketball player in the world, you could vote a lot of different ways. I'm a KD guy here, but it's not helping my case that he doesn't appear to be that valuable. They're 31-1 in Golden State with Steph leading. LeBron was the best player and easily the most valuable for 12 years. He was valuable to executives, TV companies, teammates, the Eastern Conference, the league, ticket sales. I mean, LeBron, you couldn't argue. You were silly. You just sounded like you were trying to get an argument on radio. But now, I think it's wide open. And even the guy I think's the best, I don't think he's that valuable in terms of, he's not Kawhi valuable. You're not Kawhi valuable, and I'm not sure he's Steph valuable.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
You know, my job is to watch sports, observe it, and then have answers and theories and beliefs. And one of the ones in sports I've never had an answer for, and I can't figure it out, and I still don't know. Why does the Western Conference, for the last 20 years, 30 years it seems like, just kind of dominate the Eastern Conference? Now, I get why the SEC is the best in football, because there's more great high school football players in the South, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, than Denver and West and the Midwest. And like some things I can answer. Why is the West better? I always had a theory. It's a winter league, and it's a bunch of warm weather cities. And you know, baseball's played in the summer. NBA is a winter league, and if you're asking these guys where they want to come home at night, where they want to hang out with, they want to go to warm cities. I don't necessarily think that's right. It's the only thing I can figure out. But the West has 14 of the 20 last NBA champs, 7 out of the last 10. It's got the current dynasty. It's had more dynasties. 80% of the NBA's top players are Western players. The last 17 MVPs, only two guys are from the East. Derrick Rose once, LeBron four times. The rest are West, including the last five straight. The West has more good players. And it just does. That doesn't mean the East can't have one great team, the Miami Heat, to win, but the West has been best. And I'm looking at Kawhi Leonard. And when MJ retired, mostly so did the East. Okay, LeBron basically built his legacy on beating guys who were overhyped stars. Melo, John Wall, Derrick Rose, you know, good players, all stars, but the real stars were out West. And I look at Giannis and I think, well, LeBron built his entire legacy dominating marginal superstars. Well, look at Kawhi Leonard right now. Who are the superstars he's battling in the East? Giannis, not a ball handler, doesn't shoot threes. Embiid, hurt often. Kyrie, small, hurt, a little flaky. Ben Simmons, can't shoot. John Wall, talented, but just had another surgery, misses the year. Go ask LeBron about moving West. It's a different vibe. I could make the argument for Kawhi Leonard, and I still contend this. Nobody's talking about this, but we have all these free agents. You go look at the last 20 years in this league. They do not choose outside of Miami. They don't choose the Eastern Seaboard. And you keep telling me about the Knicks, and you keep telling me about Brooklyn. But I think Jimmy Butler could move West. Kyrie, a story this week, still considering the Lakers. I think Kevin Durant could possibly stay West. Zion's already drafted into the West. Anthony Davis, Pelicans trying to keep him, could stay in the West. What if Kawhi just stays East? I mean, this is how LeBron built his legacy. He just stayed in the East. A lot of guys moved West, free agents, got out, and he sat there and went, all right, I'm good. I'm just going to keep getting to the finals. Let me tell you something. Those shoe deals, they like their players in the finals. They like them. Kawhi ends up in the Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals. That's where Kawhi, not a real verbal guy, can make some money up. He's just playing in June every year. Okay, I got to tell you, I have a weird thing about my personality. This is odd. It's weird. It's not that I'm embarrassed about it, but it's a weird part of my personality. I struggle watching awkward. I struggle watching the unathletic kid in Little League struggle. I struggle watching the Jeopardy contestant who's the third best get crushed. I struggle. And I always have. There's a lot of videos I cannot go online if I know it's somebody getting humiliated. I struggle watching awkward. It's about my whole life's been like this.
If I have watched a movie already and I know there's an awkward scene coming up, I will fast forward through the awkward scene. I can't sit through it.
I
can't do it either.
I can't watch awkward. I get embarrassed for the first. Maybe I was a kid and maybe it's deep psychologically that I was embarrassed.
It just gives me anxiety. I can't do it.
I can't do it. There's stuff all the time on the internet. Oh, watch this fool. Rex Chapman does that blocker charge thing. I can't watch it. I can't watch it. It's all over the internet. I can't watch it. I don't want to see it. So I can't get this out of my brain. Kevin Durant never returns. The Warriors win the title without him, and he's at that parade waving, and everybody's like, yeah, bye. I can't get it out of my brain. It's going to be the most awkward parade of all time. And I keep thinking to myself, if I'm Kevin Durant and I'm on that float and I didn't play the last 2.5 series, and they won every game without me, I would turn to the guy running the float and say, take the exit, go straight to the airport. I cannot stop thinking about this. This is going to be, if he, now there's a story out. He's not practicing. He's not coming back minimum for the first two games. And the bottom line is they don't have the size of Toronto or Milwaukee. You can argue the big advantage for the Warriors over both Toronto and Milwaukee, because it's not experience over Toronto. That's an old team. But it's, they can play small. They can play small, fast, and fluid, and they're not as fast and fluid with Kevin Durant. They don't play as fast. We know that. I'm not saying better or worse. They don't play with the same tempo and speed with KD as they do without KD. And this is going to be, can you imagine? Because they swept Portland. And let's say Toronto, Milwaukee go 7 games. They're exhausted. And they open up and they sweep. They sweep whoever they play from the East. Kevin Durant's going to be on that float going, hi. They're now 36-1 without me. I don't want to watch that parade. I can't do it. And here's the other thing is that if I'm Kevin Durant, I've said this now, and you think I'm nuts on this, but you would not deny that branding's a big deal in the NBA. I mean, you know, like the Willis Reed comes back on the court, Paul Pierce comes back on the court. There's a little soap opera to the NBA. It's one of the reasons I like it. It's fun, right? Is that if I'm Kevin Durant, I want the Warriors to win. But if I'm Kevin Durant's agent, his shoe company, I'm like, if even I was Kevin Durant, I'd root for my team to lose a game so I could come back in, lose the opener to Milwaukee or Toronto. Okay, now we need Kevin, although you could win without him. Kevin comes back, you trail in the series, 1-0 or 2-1, then Kevin saves the day. Then that parade, it's all good. Then Kevin's waving, and everybody's, we really needed you, it was great. But if he doesn't come back and they win, I can't watch that parade. I don't do awkward well. I don't do comedians bombing on stage. I can't watch it. I can't watch Jeopardy. And this is one of the reasons I can't watch it. Not because I don't love Russian literature questions. I can't watch Jeopardy because there's always two really smart people and then somebody snuck on, they're getting crushed. I feel uncomfortable for that person. So that's where I stand this morning. I just can't take awkward.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
And so what we're going to do today, for anybody that's in their 20s, you can YouTube this while you're watching it. We're going to put a new spin on a classic game. Go ahead.
Get ready, all you eligible NBA superstars. It's time to play the free agent dating game. Here's our host, Joy Taylor.
Welcome to the Free Agent Dating Game. I am your host, Joy Taylor. I'm going to tell you how this works. Colin is going to play the role of a player about to hit free agency, hit the free agent market. Our three eligible bachelors are going to represent the three NBA teams. They will each make their pitch to land the free agents. And Colin, or whatever free agent he is currently playing, will decide which team he wants to go with. So let's get started with the very first round.
Hi, bachelors!
Hey now!
That is Kawhi Leonard. Colin is Kawhi Leonard for our radio listeners. Let's start with bachelor number one, Chris. Which team are you representing?
I am representing the Toronto Raptors. Kawhi, life is about three things. Money, legacy, and experiences/relationships. So money, you can get $190 million from the Toronto Raptors, $140 million anywhere else. You already gave up $30 million when you left San Antonio. Plus, we have people all over the city ready to give you a multi-million dollar condo to live in. You got Kawhi and Dine where you can eat for free all over the city. You will not have to spend a penny if you re-sign with us. Secondly, legacy. You can go to L.A. and own the Lakers or the city for a little while. New York, own the city for a while. You stay here, win championships, you own a nation. This is a whole country that we are giving to you. You will be the greatest basketball player in Canadian history. That's legacy, experiences, and relationships. Look at this past year. You guys have had a wonderful year. The bond you felt, the emotion you showed when you hit the only Game 7 buzzer beater in NBA history, Kawhi. You and your teammates have built a bond. They follow you. You are their fearless leader. They're playing better basketball than ever. We can win not one title, multiple ones with you, Kawhi.
Okay.
Stay.
Well, Bachelor number one, you're hot. but it's so cold. It's Toronto. It's you're like a bus ticket to Nova Scotia. It's too cold.
Kawhi, you can live in the off season in Los Angeles, Miami, Bermuda, wherever you want to go. It's just for half of the year. Otherwise, you can lay on the beach the other 6 months. So don't even worry about that. That's not even an issue.
All right.
All right. That's very compelling. Bachelor number two, Jason, which team are you representing?
I am representing the LA Lakers. First is the worst. We know that. Second is the best. Kawhi Leonard, we are going to make you the global superstar that you deserve to be, okay? You're not going to be that in Toronto, okay? You're not, definitely Popovich wouldn't let you be that in San Antonio. Guess who had the number one jersey sales in the NBA this year? LeBron, who came to the Los Angeles Lakers. Guess which team sold the most merchandise in the NBA this year? You guessed it, the Lakers, and we didn't even make the playoffs. I'm telling you, Kawhi Leonard, you come to the Lakers, and you will restore the brand with 16 titles that we've got. You take us to 17. LeBron could not do that last year. He couldn't even get us to the playoffs. We need you. And a couple other notes. Kawhi, I know you want to be that global superstar, and here's how we get you there. You got a new sneaker deal with New Balance, okay? You come to the Lakers. Do you know how many shoes you're going to sell at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo? You need to be global. We put you on the map. The Lakers brand. And finally, you know, we got a new coach, Frank Vogel. I'm sure these guys will try to poke fun at him. But guess what? We control the staff. And just as Toronto added your best buddy, Jeremy Castleberry, your buddy, you played high school with him, college, we will add him to our coaching staff in L.A. just the way we added Jason Kidd.
Your front office is a mess. I don't even know who I'm going to meet if I'm there.
Well, here's the thing. You don't have to worry about that because you're going to be in control. We took the power away from LeBron James. We didn't let him get Ty Lue. This is your show, Kawhi Leonard. Come to L.A. Become a global superstar.
All right.
Very, there it is, baby. Lakers.
That was weak.
All right. All right. All right. Bachelor taking number three, Rob, which team are you representing?
I represent the Los Angeles Clippers, the team that made the playoffs in Los Angeles. Kawhi, come home, baby. You're from this area. You're from L.A. Come home, and here you have a chance and an opportunity not to play second fiddle to LeBron James and that mess across the hall at Staples Center, but you have a chance to do what nobody else has ever been able to do, make the Clippers a championship-caliber team. It will always be about you. You were the chosen one. You were the son that came back to Los Angeles. Look at what the Clippers have. Doc Rivers, a coach who already won a championship. Jerry West, one of the greatest all-time. He's the logo. He's running this operation.
You are very attractive, Bachelor 3, but Jerry West is 81, and I'm young.
Don't worry about the gray hair. It's about youth, experience. Do you want to be on the logo one day? You could have that chance if you were able to take the Clippers to the mountaintop. The Clippers are ready to win now. The Clippers made the playoffs this year without a superstar. All we need to do is add you, add water, and stir. It's called a championship. Make it happen.
Well, you all had awesome pitches. But the shortest pitch, and I'm not much for talking, I'm going to choose Bachelor number three, the Clippers.
Yeah! Congratulations. Yeah! Great pick. Great pick, Kawhi. Bob, tell us what the lucky couple has won.
Kawhi and the Clippers. You've just won a guaranteed trip to the playoffs next year, which is more than any other NBA team in Los Angeles can say. Congrats.
That seems like a very lasting, solid relationship. Good pick by Kawhi. Congratulations, Bachelor 3. All right, time to our second round. Colin, it's Kyrie Irving. Hello, Kyrie.
Hello, bachelors.
Hello. Hey, Kyrie.
All right, let's start with Bachelor One. Chris, which team are you representing?
I am representing the Boston Celtics. Kyrie, let's face it. There are really two franchises in the NBA, the Lakers and the Celtics. You want to go to the Lakers and have people say, oh, he crawled back with his tail between his legs so he could play with his big brother. No, you are capable, Kyrie, of leading your own team. We don't believe the narrative, the hype out there about you this year. We know you are a born leader. We know you are a number one guy on the championship team. We just have to get rid of some of our young players who want to make money, who didn't understand we're going for a championship this year. And we will do that because we're going to trade them for Anthony Davis. And the narrative won't be Kyrie went to join somebody else. It'll be Anthony Davis came to join Kyrie. 1-1A. So stay here, Kyrie. You win championships in Boston. You're a legend. And on top of that, you can get $50 million more if you stay with us.
All we did, though, was fight.
Yeah, but those guys are going to be gone. Trust me. Terry Rozier, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, they're in the deal. They're going to be playing in New Orleans. You and AD are the future.
Interesting pitch. All right, Bachelor number two, Jason, which team are you representing?
I'm representing the Los Angeles Lakers. Kyrie, this is a no-brainer. The best success you've had in your career, better than at Duke, better than at Cleveland the first time around, was when you and LeBron joined forces to take down the Warriors in one of the most historic finals ever. It truly was incredible what you and LeBron can do together. Nobody plays better together than LeBron and Kyrie Irving. That match was perfect. You hit the game winner in game 7. That is you. That's your legacy. You will do that in L.A., Kyrie. You want Uncle Drew the sequel? Come to L.A. They're not making movies in Boston. They're making gangster movies in Boston. We make basketball movies. Kyrie Irving fits perfectly. He joins the legacy of great point guards. Magic Johnson, Kyrie Irving. L.A. is for you, Kyrie.
That's a pretty good pitch. I'm not sure. You know, LeBron, though, he's got some physical issues. I mean, how do I know he's any good anymore?
Well, you don't really have to concern yourself with that because obviously you are the star. Look what happened in Boston when you were on the court this year. Total domination. You don't have those young punks to deal with in Boston. We've got great young players who know their role. Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, Kyrie, LA is for you.
Might be heading to Hollywood. All right, Bachelor number three, Rob, which team are you representing?
I represent the New York Knickerbockers, the Knicks for all you laymen out here. And Kyrie, you know you're from metropolitan New York. You know what it's all about. Here's a chance for you to cement your legacy. Can you imagine? You remember all those parades the Yankees had down the Canyon of Heroes? All the ticker tape confetti? The Knicks haven't won since 1973. I think Moby Dick was a guppy back then. Here's your chance to cement your legacy and win in the biggest place on the biggest stage and the brightest lights. Yes, you could talk about the Celtics and the Lakers, but the Knicks and Knicks fans are yearning. You will be a legend in New York and a legend in sports. The Knicks are the place to be.
Well, I am from there. And Boston's really functional. And sometimes I'm dysfunctional. I've got to be honest. I think the earth is flat. And I think James Dolan is crazy. I'm going to go Bachelor number three. It's a perfect fit.
Bachelor number three.
Yeah, it's a whitewash. It's all over.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Headed to the big city. Bob, tell us what the lucky couple has won.
Kyrie and the Knicks. You've just won a first-class trip to the 2020 playoffs where you can enjoy a first-round exit. Congrats!
That's not right.
Enjoy it, Kyrie.
First round.
Well, at least they're making the playoffs. You know, we'll see. We'll see what happens long-term. All right, finally, our final rounds. Colin is Kevin Durant. Hello, Kevin.
Man. Hold on, I got to sign off my burner account.
All right, let's get started. Bachelor number one, Chris, which team are you representing to, Kevin?
I am representing the Los Angeles Clippers. Look, KD, you're the best player in the world, period. But nobody knows it. That's why you got to get out of Golden State and get away from Steph Curry and Klay. They won a championship before you. If you come here and you win a championship with us, you can go down as, forget top 10 player, top 5 player. You may even be able to challenge for the GOAT. New York, we hear all the rumors about New York. New York hasn't been relevant in your entire lifetime. Yeah, we know your agent is from New York. He's going to tell you how big the Knicks are. But let's face it, outside of New York City, nobody cares about the Knicks. You come here, you want people to know you are better than LeBron James. What better way to do it than to win championships in LeBron City, in LeBron's arena, right across the hall from him? KD, we have the supporting cast. We have Patrick Beverly, Montrezl Harrell. We have room for another major free agent. You got to come here, Kevin. You and Kawhi or you and Kyrie, name your other free agent, and we're teaming him up with you.
Man, that was a good sales pitch. By the way, I forgot to say, hi, Bachelors.
Hey, KD.
That was really strong. Go ahead, Bachelor 2.
All right, Bachelor number 2. Jason, who is your team?
Listen, I don't even really need to make much of a pitch. Golden State Warriors. Do you like history? Is history your thing?
Do you love me?
I love you, Kevin Durant. Do you not want to be one of the greatest players in NBA history? Okay? You are going to top Michael Jordan and wipe his stuff off the map. His 3 straight titles, irrelevant when the Warriors win 4 straight. Listen, don't buy this. You get Patrick Beverly. You want Patrick Beverly or you want Steph Curry? Okay? This New York Knicks thing. Listen, when the play breaks down, you're going to be tossing the ball to Lance Thomas and Alonzo Trier? Are you kidding me? Kevin Durant, this is a no-brainer. You sign a 1+1, we make history. 4 straight titles. Hasn't been done since the Boston Celtics 75 years ago. I'm telling you, this is easy, KD. Stay in Golden State. Open the new arena. Become a legend.
Man. Made me feel good. Go ahead.
All right, finally, Bachelor number 3. Rob, which team are you representing?
I represent the New York Knicks. New York, New York. So nice they named it twice. KD, you belong there. We have 8 million people. We got room for you. You know why? You belong in a city like this. You belong in a Mecca. You belong in a space where people will look at you and finally say, that mistake you made when you went to Golden State, it's erased. You come to New York, win a championship, no one will ever doubt your greatness again. People will look at you and say, here goes one of the greatest players who ever played in the NBA. He even got the New York Knicks to win a championship. That's how good he is. You belong with the Knicks, and we belong having you.
This is all making me cry. I'm very sensitive. I've got to be honest. Bachelor number 1 made an incredible pitch, but I can't leave the people who love me. I'll choose Bachelor number 2.
Bachelor number 2.
Wow.
Golden State Warriors.
For J-Mac.
Congratulations.
And the Warriors.
Bob, tell us what the lucky couple has won.
KD and the Warriors, you've just won our grand prize. Another trip to the NBA Finals and another totally predictable season for all of us. Congrats, I guess.
All right, that wraps up our show. Take it away, Bob.
Bye-bye. Back after
this. We'll see you next time on the Free Agent Dating Game.
This was rigged. Great pitches.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.